Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Malish, you stuck with me today. Today, God's willing, we'll talk about something you ask for. And unfortunately, two people asked for it, they are not here. Rabbeinu Ma'ak. Which part of our body organs, the habayib, we're using a lot? We exercise it a lot.
Tongue.
Arms. I don't exercise my arms, so I'm not in that category. Yeah.
Your brain.
Chest. Your brain.
Heart.
You exercise it?
Mouth.
Your mouth?
Brain.
What's going on in that mouth that talks?
Tongue.
Okay.
Brain.
Today we'll talk about the sins of the tongue or the victory of the tongue. I like to call it victory of the tongue. Because not everything we say is bad. They saying that, I love this one, that people average words per week can fill 500 pages of book. Can you imagine how many words we speak per week? A lot. Next. The Bible, Ya Habayib, talks a lot about the tongue and warns us a lot about it and tells us to be careful in how we use this great gift that God gave it to us. And telling us that sometimes we look very religious, sometimes we look very innocent and coming to the church and worship the Lord and coming to the liturgy, attend the Sbeha, Ashiya, Alhan. But then, we're using the tongue in an inappropriate way. God doesn't like this and call it worthless and hypocritical action. The Lord says, if anyone among you seem to be religious and bridleless, not his tongue, but what? Deceives his own heart. This man's religion is in vain. James 1:26. Does anyone know the exact meaning of the word bridleless? Can somebody tell me what does it mean, Ya Habayib? I like when I read the Bible. The word that I don't understand it very well, have to search it. Or I have to go deep down why the Lord used that word. Bridleless, eh, Ya Habayib?
Like the horses, they put these little things in their mouths so the horse don't talk too much.
What kind of thing? It's a lizard? Did anyone go horseback riding? I did. I like to go on adventure things and try new stuff. It hurts a lot after that, but it's okay. Anyway, it's a leather thing next, Michael. It's a leather harness they put two in the mouth of the horse. When you ride on him, they all like hold it well. Do not let it go. And when you go right, move it to the right. When you want to go left, move it to the left. So that's like you're controlling yourself. To hold yourself to know where you're going. So the Lord telling us to be careful in how to control the tongue. Otherwise, your faith is in vain. We read James chapter 3 from verse 1 to 12, usually on the third Sunday. Did you hear it? Third Sunday of the Holy Land. So always, they always read that on the third Sunday of the Holy Land. The Lord tries us to give us information about how to use every single thing that the Lord created in our body to glorify His name. Also in Proverbs 21:23, you're going to find a lot of biblical things because you have to know everything comes in your faith comes mainly from the Bible, Ya Habayib. He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from trouble. I like this. How many times did we go in trouble because we did not control that lovely thing we have? I was in trouble. Of course we all went in trouble. But then we realized it after. So, God's willing, we will not do that again. James 1, 19 to 20. It's a very good one, and hopefully all of us learn it today, to be slow in speaking and quick in listening. We all practice the opposite sometimes. Oh, أنا بعرف أتكلم. أنا بفهم في كل حاجة. أي حاجة وأي شيء. I understand everything. Oh, aeroplane, Malaysia. Okay, I don't know anything. But let's talk about what I know. Yeah. What not? Okay, yeah. I know that. أي حاجة في كل حاجة. We go and fit in it quick. يعني Egyptians دول حيلين. Have to try to act more Christian. It says, my dear brothers. Can somebody read it? ممكن Mark Habis read it.
Which one?
James 1:19-20.
My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For a man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that
God wants. I'm sorry, there is one word. Did anyone experience habayb before when we are angry and we talk? Sometimes we regret that we talk. I went through that. Try, habayib, when you are angry from somebody or some action, not to speak when you're angry. Try to take a step back. It is not you are weak. No, it's you are strong. Because sometimes when we speak when we're angry, we say things that hurt. كان في أبونا يعقوب غالي موجود in St. Mary's fast. حد حضر له؟ Anyone attend when أبونا يعقوب غالي was here? He said there was a husband hurting his wife a lot with bad words and anger and things. So he told him, okay, let me tell you what bad words can do in a person. He told him, see this huge knife fence around the church? I want you to take a nail every morning and put nails as much as you can in this fence. He went and he did it. After he finished, he told him, go back, take off all these nails. He went and did it. He told him, what do you see? What do you think he would see?
Holes.
He told him, that's what will happen to your wife. Every time you hurt her with a bad word, that's what happens to your brother, to your sister, to your parents, your friends. They forgive you. But she left them with many holes. Hypocrisy of the tongue. St. James also, I love the book of St. James, talks a lot about our real life. He gives us a warning in James 3:9-10. How the tongue can be a good weapon to glorify God's words, God's name, but at the same time, in a minute or two, can criticize people and hurt them badly. So he was wondering how good someone having coming to the church, praise the Lord, standing up, glorify his name. In the same day, maybe in the same hour, going outside with a friend and ruin someone's reputation. Maryam Kamel, can you read it from the fifth line?
I don't know what you mean.
There with?
No one to read.
All right, I'm sorry. Marianne Kariakos?
I'm sorry, where are we?
Fifth line, therewith we bless.
With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing, my brethren, these things ought not to be so.
From the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. It's very hard. Did you ever go to a river and you want to drink water? Then you found this water is very good to drink. If the same river can bring you salty water, can the same river bring you the salty water?
No
way. So either salty water or good water, fresh water to drink. It's hard. I cannot say it's not easy. It's very hard, but it needs the training. And through God's grace, we can be able to switch this tongue to glorify God only. Let's talk about the sins. Can you tell me a couple of the sins you think we are doing with our mouth? Cursing, okay?
Lying.
Eat the dirty food.
That's you practicing inside yourself.
Putting others down.
Putting others down. What else?
Hypocrisy.
What else?
Gossip.
Like it. Yes. What else?
Judging.
Blasphemy.
Judging. Yes.
Blasphemy.
Very good. What else? Okay, let's see. Maybe I exaggerate. Sylvia, read. أول واحد. أصل لقيت إن إحنا as women go back one. Can you go back one? يبني back. يبني back one. Thank you. I think we usually gossip when we're free. When we sit sometimes during meal here. Boys, when you guys have free time doing nothing. Sorry, the cats are funny. I'm sorry. Go again to the stand. No, back. One back. Backward. Thank you. Sylvia. First one. يعني a device. What does it mean, device?
Device.
Device people. Divide people. Like to see them separated and not friends anymore. Next. Healthy. We all know. Bad word. There is one called negative tongue. Always looks and talk about what I'm missing. Always missing something. What is the next one?
Boasting.
Yani boasting.
Exaggerating.
يعني ايه boasting?
Prideful.
واحد عنده so pride in himself or herself. Next. Gossip. We like this one. Judgmental. Lying. يعني ايه murmuring? يعني ايه murmuring? الناس اللي بياخدوا S18.
Talking without any clarity.
Okay. Secretly. Like to whisper. And that's annoying. Lying. Nagging. There's some people I see all the... Please. Sarcastic. And insincere.
If nagging is a sin?
Sometimes it's zeha.
Wait, sarcasm is the center?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm thinking we're gonna go to Abuna after that. Because it doesn't go alone. It doesn't go alone. Brings with it other things. You'll see. Okay, let's talk about some of them. We're going to talk about some, not all of them, because the Bible focused a lot about gossip, backbiting, and slander. Yani slander. What does it mean, slander? What does it mean, slander? Huh? Just bad? No. Slander has to do something with it. Hurt to someone else's reputation. I have to cause damage to this person when I do it. Very good. It is not only talking badly, but doesn't leave them without causing damage. I have people I'm working with, they do not leave them unless they are well done. Anyway, St. Paul wrote in his epistle to Rome, warning us and giving us how the slanders and gossiping and backbiting will be equal in God's eyes to murder, sexual perverts, and haters of God. It's hard. It's very hard. When I prepared the lesson, I said, oh my goodness. It's going to be equal to them in God's eyes. You're going to find it in Romans chapter 1 from 28 to 32. The Bible warning us, ya habayis, that we're going to give an account on every single word we say. Whether it is a good word, you're going to take your rewards. Whether it is a bad word, you're going to get condemnation for it. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. It's very hard, ya habayib, when from a word I can save someone. From a word I can put a smile on someone's face. I can push somebody up. And from my word, I can kill him. But the Lord doesn't let these things happen without watching. Every word. Matthew 12, 36 to 37. St. Paul cautioned us very well about the mouth. Can someone read it? Marina and Steen, can you read it, please? The top one.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of the mouth.
In Ephesians chapter 4, telling us, let no corrupt communication coming out of your mouth, ya habay. I think after the lecture, we're not going to speak, right? Can this story katabtahalko, because it was a very nice story. How a person was always slandering his friend, and he went to the priest to confess. And the priest want to teach him a lesson about it. He told him, you know what, take this feather bag, it's a bag full of feather, go put one feather on each door. Utai. Very quick, a feather very easily, spreading very quick, and went. He told him, okay, you did it? Yes. Go dig the bag and collect each one. What do you think happened? The wind blew it away. Not there. That's what happened with our word. When it drops very easily. We don't feel it. We think it's a feather. It's easy. I can say it. But if you want to take it back, sometimes it's hard to find it back. And it did the damage. God's willing, help us all and not to cause any damage to anyone. As we said, the tongue is a weapon to either glorify God or to get condemnation. St. John Chrysostom said what? Hadi Iraha? Nardi? St. John Chrysostom?
God has surrounded the town with a double wall with a barrier of teeth first and the fences.
Can you read it again slowly? Slowly.
God has surrounded the tongue with a double wall with the barrier of teeth first and the fence of the lips second. In order that it may not easily and needlessly utter words that it should not speak. Keep it curved within your mouth. Suppose it does not stand for this treatment and wants to keep talking and talking.
See, St. John Chrysostom has a contemplation about the tongue. The Lord knew that we use it sometimes in inappropriate way, so he created teeth and lips for it. But unfortunately, and it's curved inside the mouth. When you sit down, kida, inside. It's hanging, kida, standing, yitla. Now, so before we speak, we should what? Should what? Think. Think. Lying. Lying is not good. Trust me, as a parent, we know when you are lying, we let it go sometimes. We go with the flow. But we have the guts inside us, we know something is not right. But lying, the devil is amazing. He works very quick, and he doesn't sit, and he loves to work together. So when he comes, he doesn't come alone. He comes with many other baby devils with him to train them. So there was a good story about the lying. The boy didn't want to tell his mom where did he go exactly, so she asked him, where did you go? Went to the park. He was not in the park. With whom? He bring a couple of names. What did you do? See? Start with one lie, bring in more lies. So no matter what, tell the truth, ya habayi. The truth always saves. No matter what. Do not run to do something for a pleasure for a minute or two. And then you will regret that you did it and brought with it lying. But when you go to Abuna to confess, you will tell him, have a seat, take some Advil and ibuprofen before I start, because I am coming with a lot of good stuff. Proverbs 12:22 says, lying tongue is what? Abomination to the Lord. I've seen any abomination? Oh, and I have something to say. Lying tongue is abomination. معلش لما انا اجي تجيبوا ديكشنري كده يعني ايه؟ Hate and have one more word with it too.
Like something reprehensible.
Yes. Disgusting.
Disgrace.
انت بتسيرش دلوقتي؟ That's why. Okay. It's always disgusting, يا حبايب, to the Lord. And he hates it. فبلاش. Which is better? Please the Lord or make him disgusting? And hate that what I did is nothing. Swearing. I hope no one swears. At all. Swearing is no good. Big sin. The Lord said, no swears. Read the Bible. When you read it with brain. Not that you want to make a check mark. I read it. Do you remember it? Nope. Do you understand? Nope. But I read it. The best one. Gossip. Gossip, ya habayib. حد يقول لي حاجة. What do you think about? بلاش تريد انا عارفه كلكم كان ريدي مسلي اي نو بيقطع التايم يو نو كيل ذا تايم كويك especially when we are on the phone and the phone is unlimited talk with all networks and if you are with Verizon you ask them switch to Verizon so I can get a quick pay do not give the next. Before you gossip, you're going to ask yourself three questions. and this is going to be on your test. What do you think you're going to ask yourself? Before I start to talk about people or pick up the phone, did you know what happened today? Oh, hey, dakhla the church.
Did you see what she was wearing?
So these are the three questions? What she was
No. What do you think you're going to ask yourself, Donati, before you gossip, ya habay?
So what she was wearing?
No. What you going to ask yourself before you start gossiping?
How would you feel if you were in that situation?
Very good. That's one of them. What else?
Would it hurt their feeling?
Okay. Would it really hurt? Mm-hmm.
What is the benefit?
What is the benefit? I need more questions. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's all she can afford or what she has.
Okay, so it may be... Let's modify that question because this is target one subject. So if I want to make it general, what should I say about that question? What general question I will ask myself?
Do you understand the situation?
Okay.
Like you don't know a person's real story?
You do not know. If this is true, give them the question. First thing, is this true? Are you really sure before you speak? Or you just heard from someone and I'm tabena fadia, I have nothing to do. Let's pick up the phone and call Maryam Boulis and tell her what I heard. Here you go, Maryam. Then Maryam zehqet minni wa khalas khalas the phone call and she's gonna call somebody else. So she's gonna call Maryam Kariakos. Did you hear? Are you really sure before you speak, or that's what you heard? Secondly, do you have to go to tell? If let's say Tante Christine saw me today going to a place that has a bar in it. She doesn't know, so I'm going to check on a person who I knew that he always go in that bar, and I want to talk to him. That's the only place he goes. I cannot get in touch with him. Before you start to tell something like that, you have to say, do I really have to tell? Wait, you do not know what's going on. But let me ask you an example. If I saw Mark Habig, for example, Mark Habig saw me one time hitting a child badly in here, and I bite him.
What happened?
And maybe I'm crazy or turning to a monster or something. He should go tell Abuna or he should not. Maybe he saw Isaac with bad friends and Isaac away from the church for about 2 months. Should he go and tell Abuna or not? Mariam? Yes. Because you're doing it through what? Love to Isaac. Love to God. And you want to save him. I'm sorry? And you want the best for him. So, but be careful. In gossip, we are not doing the best for the other. We're just killing the time because we're free doing nothing. I will see what I'm doing will ruin someone's reputation. Be careful. If you ruin someone's reputation, it's very bad. Very bad, you have it. Number three, is it nice to go and tell what I will feel if I'm in that situation? This is how we got it. Next. This is how we really see the gossip. The cat, wake up and telling about the cat. And oops, the other one woke up while she's talking about her. Can you imagine if you gossip with someone and they walk next to you? It's going to be awkward, right? Very bad. It happens at work. Trust me. It happens. Can you read this? Because I cannot read it this way. Marianne?
Correct.
Gossip, hearing something you like about someone you don't.
Mm-hmm. Usually gossip when we do not like this person and we really want to ruin their reputation. Next. It's also happening at work. Can someone read that? Barcelona?
Backstabbing our coworkers provides the entertainment, otherwise we might start feeling it actually.
Like actual work. So be careful when you go to start working. Happens a lot. When you start working, be wise. Don't fall in it. Jesting. What does jesting mean? What does jesting mean? Jesting is a sin.
Joking.
عارفين الناس اللي واحدة حياتها كلها all their life joking and never are serious? That's not right. That's not good. Trust me, sometimes يا حبايب, people do not all the time laugh with you. They might laugh, but sometimes at you. So, be careful. Be careful. You might see them laughing and laughing. And you think you're funny. Cool. Not all the time. They laugh at you. It says in Proverbs 18:21. Fadi, can you read it? What did I say?
I don't read it.
If you look in here, it will be better. Proverbs 18:21. Would you please read it?
I don't want to read it.
Huh?
I don't want to read it.
Oh, right. I'm so sorry. Michael Allen.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. There was a nice girl telling someone at work, she thought that she's her friend, that she's going to run late every day for a couple of weeks, wherever there is. Let's say that she's dropping off her child to school, she helping the mom, something. So the other girl want to ruin her reputation. See how she's nice, the second girl? Oh, where is Amanda today? I want to drink the cup of coffee with her. Mm-hmm. Didn't she tell you that she's going to run late in minutes because she's in need to drop off that child to school, but the other one is so sweet, she want to drink the cup of coffee with her. She's asking about her. She's checking, she's asking co-workers. Where is Amanda? Ah, it's okay. She do the same thing next day. From a good heart, right? Good heart, want to drink the cup of coffee with her. Be careful. Do not let the devil deceive you and make you think you're doing something nice while you're ruining someone's reputation badly. Be careful. So, the question now to you. Should I be silent forever or talk? Let me ask you this. You answer me. Go back, let them not read the slide. Should you guys be silent or talk? Or sleep?
Sleep.
Sleeping is very good. I sleep. ما احنا مش هنمشغل لما تجاوبوا فهنفضل قاعدين انا فاضية.
Depends
on the situation. Okay.
The time and place.
Time and place. Yes.
Be honest about the
situation. Be honest about the situation. All right.
Think before you talk.
Think before you talk. Let's see some fathers, because I like the apostolic father and the father of the church. What did they say about that? I need Solomon the sage. What did he say?
Much talk will not be free of error.
Much talk will not be free of error. When I was preparing this lesson and I had my 15 minutes break lunch, they come in the back and say, what are you doing? So I'm preparing something for the church. What is it? the victory of the tongue or sins of the tongue. It made them think and start to think about that. One of them next day, she searched the books and she got me a quote from her Catholic book, and she said, very nice quote. She said, who they knew do not speak, and who knew nothing speak a lot. And that's true. That's very true. And here our father saying, much talk will not be free of error. So you want to talk? Yeah, but خلي بالكم, sometimes too much talking brings things with it. The devil doesn't leave you doing something well and knows the talking can bring good stuff. Jeffrey, can you read what St. Arsenius said?
In this respect, St. Arsenius made his well-known statement. It happened many times that I regretted having spoken, but I was never regretful as a result of my silence.
كثيراً ما تكلمت كثيراً ما ندمت أما عن الصمت فلم أندم قط. And we see it outside. If you read it in your church, you see it outside. Many times you talk, you regret that you speak. But I don't see anyone never regret that they did not speak when they should not speak. Okay. David the prophet said, O God, put a guard for my mouth and a fortified door for my lips. Like whom? Whom we said that he said something similar to that?
St. John Chrysostom.
St. John the Chrysostom. He said, there is teeth and a fence, the lips. David said that in his book. Can you read that?
The divine inspiration also says to listen is better than to talk.
To listen is better than to talk. Sometimes, the habab, it's a gift. God gives you a lot of good gifts and talents. One of them is listening. It's a great gift. God give it to you. Use it. Some people are in desperate to find someone just listening to them. Be quick to... Be quick to what? Quick to what?
Listen.
And I'm stammer. Quick to what? Listen. And slow?
Speak.
So most of the saints now prefer
silence.
Did you ever go to monasteries? What do you see in monasteries?
Monks.
Monk, yes. Or none?
Monks.
Or none?
Monks.
Malin. And do you really see them talking a lot?
No.
Yeah? Okay,
nice. Yeah, I used to talk to them a lot.
Yeah, you used to talk to them a lot. They talk to you because of your salvation. But if you really want to watch them when they are... My aunt, God bless her soul, or avoid her soul, she's a nun. I used to go over there a lot. And I hardly find them talking too much. But when we are going, they talk to us a lot. We were kids. They love us. They want to show their love, their kindness, the Lord, the image in them. But usually they don't talk too much to each other, especially. They like to be silent because this silence will give them what?
Salvation.
How? How your silence will give you salvation? How? Alina, I think so.
Keep your tongue quiet so that so your heart may speak.
With whom?
No.
Yes. خلوا بس يا حبايب. Sometimes if we talk too much, we don't have the time to listen to the Lord. You better bend on your knee, وتقف قدام ربنا, and lift up your heart to Allah. I need to listen to you. Kalim. Read your Bible before you stand up and see how the Holy Spirit inside you will talk to you. The Lord talks to you. Trust me. You will find him. Then Isaac said, a person who speaks much shows that he is empty inside. Make a recall. Had there any recall? We use that expression in pharmacy and medicine. Recall.
Like,
what does recall mean? If I have a medicine that's expired, the FDA sent me a paper saying, do you too? Maybe the medication has traces of an odor. Maybe this medication was not under the good supervision and rules. We need to recall it. Recall it means take it off the shelf. Don't you ever spend this medication to anyone. Recall your friends. Go home kida وفكروا. Which friend I have that make me fall in these kind of sins? Do the recall for them. Which is better, a friend or your eternal life? You do the math. Recall your friend. So, what if I put in a situation I have to speak? What if Abuna comes to the church and decides he's going to be silent? محدش فاهم حاجة في الليترجي محدش فاهم حاجة وهو وهي أبونا I'm silent. Think he could do that? He should do that?
Yeah.
I don't think so, Jen.
And
if you are in jury duty, should you be silent or you can speak? You have to speak the truth. If you are at work or in school and there was, or if you are witness a car accident, should you be silent? No. You cannot be silent in certain situations. You're going to help someone. You're going to lift up the spirit of someone. You're going to help somebody who's in need to hear the word of God from your mouth. You cannot be silent. You have a situation. You can cheer up a person. You cannot be silent. You cannot go to confession and tell him, ya habibi, all. Be silent. You're going to confession. You're going to speak up. You're going to tell him your sin. So use your judgment. And be wise. When should I speak? How can I speak? Should I be silent? دلوقتي انت في السكول. حد يديني example من السكول. مش معقولة يعني السكول ده كلها angels يعني. والcollege والwork كله angels. Thank God. That's amazing. My work is not. على أي gossip, على أي situation. Something you have to do to save yourself or to help someone.
Your teacher.
Wow.
Speaking.
Someone's getting bullied or something.
I couldn't hear you. I'm very sorry.
If someone's like getting bullied, you can tell someone that they're in trouble.
Yeah. Do not see someone in the school getting bullied by others and you're watching them getting hurt. I don't like that. I don't like that. No. But you can say a nice word to defend without doing anything harm to anyone. Be wise, ya habayib. And how and when you speak. The prophet David said in the psalm, my heart overflowed with useful speech. Malian, his heart is full of words. And he wants to stand up in front of the Lord and keep talking to him. And tell him, أنا مش هشبع منك يا رب. I want to talk to you. I want to get filled with you. I am coming empty and I want you to pour your spirit in me and make me full to that. Because of what reason? I might go tomorrow and find somebody might need that. Why not? Help each other. the martyr Saint Stephen. He spoke out loud in front of everyone. He was not afraid of anything. He knew that when he speak, it might end up with death. But he didn't mind. In front of the synagogue, and he talked. And when you start, ya habayib, to speak wisely and glorify Lord's name, God provides you with the strength and with his power a lot. You will see it by the end. How did I say that? It's you, Lord, not me. I hope and pray to God that each single one of us be wise when to speak, how to speak. Before you gossip, you're going to ask yourself three questions, which are: is it true? Do I really need to tell? Is it nice to go and talk about people and hurt them? Sometimes in our lives, parents drive us nuts. Yeah, I know. I'm one of them. And they push us badly. But sometimes you have to swallow it, to be a heavy kid, we're not angry. Wait until your parents' anger, because you do not know what did they have during the day. It is wrong from the parent, if they had a bad day, to come to revenge on the kid, or the wife, or anyone. It's wrong, or a husband. But if it happens, be wise, don't stand up, and answer them badly. Ma'alish, bite your tongue in that minute, wait. Wait. Back to the go and talk when they are quiet, shtavenin, tired, and speak to them. Balash tibqo quick in answer, tibqo quick in
listen.
Bravo. Okay. I am done. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Hadda'id, any question, ya habay?
So, one of the verses.
Pay attention because you guys might answer her.
One of the verses said that idle talk is
very good question. What is idle talk, Yolanda? What do you think?
Empty word.
Empty word. Can you give me more details?
There's no point for it. It doesn't like to lift somebody up. It doesn't make them feel better. They're just useless words.
Like sometimes we joke too much and we pass the limit in joking. We go over limit. And then comes with it error, hurting, and sometimes the joke goes beyond what it's supposed to, like lift up a spirit for someone or stuff. Idle talk, come in. What else can idle talk be? حد من ناحية هنا بقى. أو من هنا. What can idle talks be, حبيبي? Other than that. Other than empty talks and jokes. Gossip. That's idle talk. Judging. That's idle talk. حد عنده أي حاجة ثانية? Had they gave life of faith?